Saturday, March 16th. Joseph said to them, I fear God. Genesis 42:18. The blessedness of fearing God. Joseph's declaration was not just empty words. It was reality in his life. It was not that he was afraid of God. It was that he respected God. No, it was more than that. He reverenced God, and this reverence was displayed throughout his life. It molded him and defined his life. Joseph knew that God was holy, and thus when tempted to sin, he resisted, saying, How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Chapter 39, verse 9. When placed in prison in very undesirable circumstances, Joseph took comfort and remained faithful, knowing that God was with him. Chapter 39:2. He had further comfort knowing that God was aware and knew all things, God being a revealer of secrets. If God was a revealer of secrets, there was nothing unknown to God, even his circumstances. Chapter 40, verse 8. He recognized God's dealings with him and gave reverence to God in the naming of his two sons, forgetting all his toil in his father's house, and recognizing God's fruitfulness towards him with a second son. Chapter 41:51-52. He told his brothers that it was God, not they, who had brought him down to Egypt. He recognized God's sovereignty, God's election, God's doing in all that had happened to him. Chapter 45:5-8. God's goodness had brought Joseph to Egypt for the purpose of preserving and saving people. And in it all, God was just. His brothers had meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, even for Joseph himself. Chapter 50:17. Recognizing that God had this purpose in all of the details of his journey, he comforted and spoke kindly to his brethren because he knew that it had all been of God. And so he freely assured them of his forgiveness. Chapter 50:17-18. What a beautiful example for us. Joseph feared God, and this reverence of God gave meaning and direction to his life. He did not look at the apparent cause of the circumstances of his life, but he saw the one who was over all, and fearing him, he could be at peace. May we fear God too. Albert Block.